Hi, my name is Paulina Cosgrave, and the poem I'm going to read to you is called Your Hands. Your hands built and built and built. They've built memorials, hotels and universities. They've built a city for me to live in, a house for us to love in, a kitchen to laugh in, a table to sit at. They've made rings for my little fingers. They've made toys for my little hands. They've made flutes for my little lips. You told tales. Tales of before war, tales of after war, never about. And when you told tales, your hands were building them up for me in the air so that I could see. And I still do. You would make a gesture of sticking a branch of a tree in the rich black soil of the place you came from. Just like that. And it will bloom, you'd say. That's how good the land is to us. But the land of where you ended up wasn't so good, so your hands dug the dull soil of the prairie, and they planted and planted and planted, until they've made a garden full of berries and apples, a dozen kinds of apples, so many different apples I had to give names to the trees they grew on. Your hands planted and planted, till they'd made a special garden for me. Till they'd made a gardens for each of us. Those hands, where did you get them? Your father survived the concentration camp because he was a handy man. Did you get them from your father? When I held your hand, was I holding his as well? All the trees you've planted grow through me. Their roots kept sending when all I could do was crawl. All the bricks you've laid kept me safe in whatever debris I found myself in. I'm looking at my face in the mirror, trying to trace your features. I'm looking at my hands in the hope that they will do half as good as yours. I have dedicated this poem to my grandfather, who passed away this year. It's really strange times for all of us, and I well know that some of us couldn't say goodbye properly to the loved ones they've lost this year. And my way of dealing with it was writing a poem to commemorate my grandfather.